Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Two men now face decades behind bars for plotting to kill Iranian-American journalist Masih Alinejad in her Brooklyn home. Their sentencing is today. Federal prosecutors say the pair had ties to a Russian mob group and was working for Iran, who offered $500,000 to take her out. Alinejad, an author, activist, and contributor to Voice of America, is a loud critic of the regime. She's known for creating My Stealthy Freedom, which is a campaign urging Iranian women to remove their head coverings. Prosecutors have kept the investigation open, but the men were convicted earlier this year. Delivery workers and street vendors are joining hand in hand as they urge city council to further work protections and they push back on immigration crackdowns. They're rallying today outside City Hall. Our Mac Rosenberg is there and joins us live.
Linda, after last week's ICE raid at Canal Street, some street vendors are afraid to go back to work. They feel that what was once considered a public safe space is now an area they say for targeting and surveillance. So they're teaming up with those app food delivery drivers for this rally. Now, both groups say they are made up of mostly immigrants who are essential workers. They say they have not been treated that way. The deliveristas, as they're called, are trying to get the city council to pass a bill that would crack down on what they call random deactivations by the apps. Now, earlier this year, the city council did pass bills to decriminalize street vending and improve working conditions for delivery workers. Both of those bills were vetoed by the mayor and then passed when the council overrode those vetoes. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in Lower Manhattan.
The NYPD is asking for help finding a man wanted in a pair of armed robberies that targeted food vendors in Brooklyn. Cops say the same suspect pulled a gun before stealing merchandise and cash in two separate holdups, one in front of East 18th Street and Church Avenue, another in front of 1451 Nostrand Avenue. Luckily, no one was hurt in either case. Photos of the suspect can now be seen on 1010winds.com. The New York City Marathon is happening this Sunday, and to prepare, city officials painted the ceremonial blue line at Tavern on the Green, all while Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch laid out the security and safety plan for the event.
Keeping thousands of runners and 2 million spectators safe is a marathon itself.
We have been planning for months, working side by side with the New York Roadrunners and our city, state, and federal partners.
Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch helping paint the ceremonial blue line here at Tavern on the Green with city officials and Roadrunner CEO Rob Simulcare.
We are expecting a really big set of finishers on Sunday morning, and I think we have a pretty good chance of breaking last year's record.
With over 55,000 runners in the 55th running of this iconic race. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Central Park.
A Long Island man now accused of secretly taking pictures under a 13-year-old girl's dress at a Target store in Selden. Police say 53-year-old Akil Ahmad bent down to snap the photos while the girl was browsing greeting cards last week. Her father saw what happened and confronted him, but Ahmad ran off. Officers later tracked him down at his home and arrested him. He's now charged with unlawful surveillance and endangering the welfare of a child. He'll be arraigned in Central Islip later today. Mayor Adams, former head of hate crime prevention, is suing the city, accusing the mayor's office of anti-Muslim bias. Hassan Navid, who was fired in April, claims he faced discrimination over his religion and South Asian heritage that got worse after the October 7th attacks in Israel, and that he was once asked his thought on, quote, beheaded babies. Navid said he was later excluded from meetings after criticizing the city's response to Hamas's attack in October of 2023. A city hall spokesperson calls the lawsuit absurd, saying Navid was let go for poor job performance, not his identity or views, and that a response will be given in court, where they say they're confident the claims will be disproven. The New York City Council now preparing to pass first-in-the-nation legislation that would require gun stores to display graphic imagery. The bill, introduced by Eric Boucher, would put explicit photos in the city's 14 gun stores that would warn customers about the risks of keeping a gun at home. Boucher said he's confident the city council will have the votes because he worked alongside Mayor Adams.
We've been working very closely with his administration and his Department of Health on the language of the bill, so we really don't foresee any issues.
The proposal cites studies linking greater gun access to higher youth suicide rates. And the signs, the warning signs, well, they'd be designed by the city health department. Ahead of the vote, Batra and other supporters will hold a 1 p.m. rally outside City Hall. Police have now identified a suspect in a fatal shooting that happened in Brownsville more than a year ago. They're now looking for 38-year-old Jamal Grant of Brooklyn, wanted in connection for the May 2024 killing of 24-year-old Maurice Booty. Booty was found shot in the chest and leg outside a home on 2274 Strauss Street. He was pronounced dead at Brookville Hospital. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers. An NYPD chaplain who comforted generations of officers has died. Rabbi Alvin Cass served the NYPD for nearly six decades and was among the first to respond after 9/11, counseling grieving families and officers. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch called the force's spiritual heart.
He was a source of strength, of guidance, of faith, for generations of police officers and their families. In the Jewish tradition, we say, Baruch Dayam HaEmes, may this righteous man's memory be a blessing to all of us.
Rabbi Alvin Cass was 89 years old. He was the NYPD's oldest and longest serving member.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.